briefly introduced to the great Advent figure of St. John the Baptist. And this week we get a little more information about him. One of the things that we know about John the Baptist was he gets his name from the fact that he was out baptizing. A baptism that is not the same as the Christian sacrament of baptism, but rather a baptism of repentance. Those who wanted to really be ready for the coming of the Messiah were going out to be baptized as a sign of their repentance, so that they would be ready to welcome the Messiah at his coming. Our Advent journey is very much along those same lines. We are called through the prophet Isaiah to make straight the way of the Lord. As we talked about last week, the way we can do this is to rid ourselves of anything that would stand in the way. And most especially, the way that we do this is through the sacrament of penance. We know that it's our sins that get in the way of our fully loving and being close to God. This week coming up, and even a little bit into the next week, is known famously, amongst the priests anyway, as Penance Service Week. Because just about every day this week and next, sometimes in two places at once, you can find a communal celebration of the sacrament of penance. Now, as priests, we love to do this. It is exhausting, and yes, we pretty much hear confessions morning, noon, and night for the next week and a half. But it is such a beautiful way for people to make straight a path for God. I thought for today's homily that I would give some kind of practical advice today. How to go to confession, and if you will, Father Sean's top tips for making a good confession. Because, you know, we can be out here at Mass, and everybody kind of gets, okay, I know when I sit and I stand and what to say, because, admit it, we kind of look around, right? Oh, they're standing, okay, I'm standing. Even if we know what we're doing, we're like, okay, everybody's standing, so I know I'm okay. But when it comes to the sacrament of penance, it can be a little scary, because after all, you go into that room where it's just you and the priest, and you can't have anybody else there to look at to see if you're doing it right. For those that are not aware, the confessional is over here in the corner. It's that little room with the beautiful picture of St. John Vianney on the front. And you'll know when the priest is in there because the little light will be on outside. Here's what you'll find if you go into the confessional so that you're not scared. You go in, and if you want to, you can kneel down behind the screen, and the priest doesn't have to see your face. You can remain anonymous. Or if you want to, you can go around and sit in the chair and face the priest. So either way is fine. But when you come in, the priest will probably make the sign of the cross with you, and then maybe give you a little encouragement or greeting. May the Lord help you to know your sins and trust in his mercy, or something along those lines. And then comes what I like to call the awkward silence. Because oftentimes what happens next is people that don't know what to do, which is a lot of people, will sit there and they'll kind of look at me, and I'll look at them, and I'm like, okay. They're like, okay. It's awkward. So here's Father Sean's first little tip. When you go in and you finish the sign of the cross and a little greeting, you can say, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been a month since my last confession. These are my sins." And right away, that kind of avoids the awkward silence, and it tells the priest, very importantly, how long it's been since you've been to confession. Or just, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 10 years since my last confession. I have no idea what I'm doing. Please help me." You know, that's fine, and the priest will be glad to help you. Because the second tip is people often wonder, what will the priest think of me when I go to confession? And, well, I don't want to go to, like, Father Sean or Monsignor Charles because they know me, and they'll look at me differently after confession, and people get really worried about what will the priest think. So today, here I am, a real live priest, and I'm going to tell you what I think about people in confession. I think it's awesome. I never remember anybody's sins. I wouldn't want to remember anybody's sins, and I think it's kind of part of the grace of ordination that helps priests forget these things. The priest is just there to be Jesus. Jesus loved us so much and wanted us to know with such certainty that our sins are forgiven that he allows the priest to sit in his chair and to speak the voice of Jesus to you to say, I absolve you from your sins. Your sins are forgiven. It's the most beautiful words I get to pray for someone to help them who is stuck in sin. And I love to see the look on people's faces when they finished confession. It's very difficult to go to confession, but there's no greater feeling than to have just gone to confession. Because you know when the priest prays those words of forgiveness, everything is wiped out. You got a clean slate. You can start over and be that good, holy person God calls you to be. So definitely do not worry about what the priest will think about you. If you're really worried, go anonymously. I like to go face to face so that my confessor knows who I am, and I go to the same person each week so that kind of knows my history and what I'm struggling with and can maybe give me some good advice. But that's up to you, whether you go face to face or not, but be assured. First of all, the priest can't share your sins ever with anybody for any reason. You know, if you're an axe murderer and are just ready to hang up the axe and say, hey, new beginning, that's awesome. Come to confession. Leave your little axe at the door. It's great. Say, I'm ready to start a new life. I can't tell anybody. It'll be great. I'll hide the axe. I can't reveal anything that you tell me in confession. So be at peace. I would be excommunicated to reveal anything. I never even came close to that. So don't worry. That's tip number two. Then, tip number three starts actually before you get to confession. Prepare a little bit. Because even if you come in and do great with the first awkward silence, and you're like, bless me, Father, if I sinned, it's been a month since my last confession. Shoot, I forgot what I was going to confess. Okay, well, that's all right. But try before to think about, what do I want to confess? And typically, the Ten Commandments are kind of a good little review. How am I doing on those? But I would offer this little tip. A lot of times, especially if it's been a while since you've been to confession, normally it's because there's maybe like one thing that's kind of the elephant in the room there, that you stopped going to confession maybe because you thought, no way, this is too big, it's too embarrassing, I could never tell the priest I did this. Whatever it is that seems most uncomfortable, most awkward to confess, that you're most worried about, just march right in there and start with that one. Get it done, and it's just like all downhill from there. Makes it easier. Some people like to use what I call the sandwich method, which I don't prefer, but it kind of goes something like this. Father, I told a few lies. You know, I was mean to my wife. I yelled at my kids. I kicked the dog, stole a pack of gum, committed adultery, walked the dog in the wrong direction, didn't clean the swimming pool, and okay, that was all real wonderful. Now, let's talk about the adultery thing. Oh, did I say adultery? Yeah, you kind of sandwiched it in between the dog and the swimming pool, you know. You could do that, but it's best just to kind of come right out and be honest and say, God, here's the big thing. Here's what I really need to be free of. Because the truth is, that's the devil that's beating you up about this. He's the one that's keeping you away from the sacrament of penance because you're too embarrassed about one big thing, when really all God wants for you to come and say, here it is. And God says, great, now I can take it away. You're free. That's it. It's gone. Start over, and you get a brand new beginning. So don't be afraid to just come in, be honest. Priest isn't going to think any less of you. Certainly, the opposite is always true for me. I'm always so edified at the courage that people show. They come to confession. They know what this sacrament is about, and it's beautiful. I can honestly say that it is exhausting sometimes to hear confessions. But the other day, I had an experience I'd never had so far in my almost 4 years as a priest now. And I've heard thousands of confessions. And we were doing a penance service over at the high school. And I admit, I really do sometimes just look out to see how long the line is. And is this almost done? I can't wait till they're done. And they're good, but you get tired. But I was doing one of the classes, and I thought, just got started. And all of a sudden, the chair in front of me is empty. And I'm like looking. I'm like, there's a lot more people than that. And the kids are all just sitting there. I'm like pointing at my chair, like, it's empty. Come on. And they're just sitting there. And it kind of hit me, like, are they not going to go to confession? I mean, we've got all these priests here. I was never so sad before to see that my little chair was empty. It really kind of hit me, wow, you know, we can lose our faith pretty quick in this sacrament. It doesn't take much. Even just a little peer pressure, for these are high school kids, so one kid's like, I'm not going to confession, and then pretty soon it spreads to the whole class. I had to get up and make a little speech to tell them, hey, we're all here, we just want to help you. And I was really happy then to see my chair fill up again. I kind of told God, okay, I will never be wishing for confessions to be over again, because when it actually happened, it was kind of sad. So just know that the priest is there because we want to be. We love to be the instrument of God's mercy. Now, next tip, kind of the final tip, and this seems to be pretty obvious, but confess your sins, not somebody else's sins. Now, you would think, oh, that's obvious, Father. Well, you would not believe it. You can know you start on the wrong track if you get in there and your first sin is beginning with the words, my wife, or my husband. Okay, you can be sure you're on the wrong track. I would say that the two most dangerous sins to confess, getting angry or impatient. Because I would say 9 times out of 10, if someone comes in to confess anger or impatience, what they really want to do is tell me for about 10 minutes why their husband is so awful. And then after it's gone on, I'll be like, was there a sin you wanted to confess? Oh yeah, so I got angry, Father. But obviously you can understand why I got angry. Consider who I'm married to. Okay, that's not good, okay? When we come to confession, if we're going to confess being angry or impatient, let's really make sure we are sad and repentant of the fact that we got angry through our own fault. Okay, it's not an excuse to tell a father how miserable life is and how terrible everybody else is. Confession is a time for us to be very personally accountable, to say, what's my part in this, and what can I do? Those are all kind of great little tips for how to make a good confession. After that, the priest will give you a penance to do, normally some prayers, maybe a good work for something to do. This is to help us to get our will moving in the right direction to make up for our sins. And then he will pray the beautiful words of forgiveness, which we call absolution. And he will, in the name of Jesus, speak the words to you, I absolve you from your sins. And you can know at that point that you've got the best new beginning you could ever hope to have in life. I pray that maybe this has helped a little bit to dispel some of the fear about going to confession. It's not that scary. The priest is very happy. I've never actually experienced the priest yell at somebody, and I've never been yelled at. The priest will be just so happy. Some of the happiest confessions I've ever heard is when someone comes in and says, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 30 years since my last confession. I normally just have to stop, and I can't even let the person go on because I'm just so happy. I'm like, welcome back. That's what you can expect in the sacrament of confession. A great big welcome back from Jesus through the priest. This week, you can look in the bulletin. Every night, there's a chance to go to confession. Starting tonight, right here, 7:30, is our penance service at Cure of Ours. There'll be lots of other sinners here with you, so no one has to stick out thinking you're the only sinner. We're all here. All the priests go to confession too, so it's not scary, at least just a little bit. Come, allow God to set you free. Allow yourself to make straight the way of the Lord this Advent, so that we can have a beautiful new beginning with Jesus for Christmas.